In this bulletin, asylum seeker families reportedly being flown from Nauru to Adelaide. The mental health of Australia's school children to be addressed in a new program launched by the former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, and Socceroo Daniel Azani injury struck during his debut with the Scottish side Celtic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Former Attorney General George Brandis has confirmed all asylum seeker children on Nauru will be relocated to Australia by the end of the year. At least four families have been transferred to Adelaide in recent weeks, with the children now receiving care in an Adelaide hospital. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre's Director of Advocacy and Campaigns, Yana Ferrero, has welcomed the announcement. She's told Sky News many of those children need urgent medical care.
So we know that at least 20 out of 38 who remain are in a serious condition, and what we've been hearing from doctors repeatedly is that all children need to get off the island because they've been there for at least or up to 5 years, and the conditions there are really what are making children sick. So it is actually quite urgent.
A new report says Australia has not made enough progress in policies and programs to support young people in recent years. UNICEF Australia's Children's Report was compiled after consultations with more than 500 children and young people across the country. And Sherry, the chair of UNICEF Australia, says many of those children reported feeling invisible and neglected by adults.
Children are growing up with violence and inadequate educational opportunities. As the findings and the 190 recommendations contained in the Children's Report highlight, we should be asking the question: how have we lost track of children in our country and our community?
The mental health of Australian school children will be addressed in a new program launched by former Prime Minister Julia Gillard. The so-called BU program will be rolled out in 6,000 schools and 2,000 early learning centres in 2019. Mental health service Beyond Blue says one in seven children aged between 4 and 17, or more than 500,000 kids, have experienced a mental health issue in the past year. Beyond Blue Chair Julia Gillard says giving educators tools to help children's emotional well-being can profoundly influence their educational outcomes.
Half of all lifelong mental health conditions emerge by age 14. That's why we need BU, because when you are mentally healthy, you are better able to be your best self.
Three patients with spinal cord injuries have been able to walk again thanks to a new scientific breakthrough in Switzerland. The findings, published in the Nature International Science Journal, show that electrical stimulation can revive damaged nerves. Director for the Centre of Neuroscience and Regenerative Medicine at the University of Technology in Sydney, Professor Bryce Vissel, says the results are exciting.
The stimulation goes on and off depending on where the leg movement is and what stimulation signals are coming back into the spinal cord. It's very, very sophisticated and very, very complicated, but absolutely brilliant. And it was that tweaking of the technology first invented by Professor Edgerton's group in California that allowed this major breakthrough step forward.
Police in the United States are investigating the deaths of two Saudi sisters whose bodies were found at the edge of New York City's Hudson River. 16-year-old Tala Faria and 22-year-old Ratana Faria were found bound together with duct tape. Medical experts are yet to determine the cause or causes of death. Local media reports the sisters, who were living in the state of Virginia before their deaths, had recently requested asylum in the US. Football and young Socceroo Daniel Azani hasn't given up hope of playing in January's Asian Cup, with fears of a season-ending knee injury likely to be downgraded to a less serious one. Azani was stretchered off just 20 minutes into his long-awaited debut for the Scottish Giants Celtic. Celtic coach Brendan Rodgers brought Azani on as a 57th-minute substitute in their game against Dundee before the teen went down off the ball, clutching his knee. The 19-year-old's injury left the Hoops a man down for the remainder of the match, which they won 5-0. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, also partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, an afternoon cool change and 30. Hobart, scattered showers, 25. Canberra, showers and wind and 33 degrees. Wollongong, wind and partly cloudy, 35. Sydney, mostly sunny, 37. Newcastle, mostly sunny and windy, 35 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.